This conference will now be recorded.
Okay.
We'll do roll call, please.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan.
Here.
Srulich.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, May 4th.
I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulich?
Here. I'm going to have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $5,290.25. Economic Development, $228.95. Police, $10,373.77. Fire, $4,867.91. Street, $8,280.22. Parks, $234.65. Public Health and Safety, $258.98. Garbage Disposal, $71.03. Cemetery, $3,593.81. Water Operations, $17,875.09. Sewer Operations, $8,428.15. Drug Enforcement, $895. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $25.61. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $368,353.04.
With that, I need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I'm not talking anymore.
If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. This time we'll take a few minutes and see if anybody in the audience wants to discuss anything with the council. This is the time to do it now. Okay, we'll move on down. We got an appointment at the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board. Do you have a motion for that?
Yeah. Motion to appoint Patty Nelson to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board. Said term to expire July 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion. I'll need a second.
I'll second that one.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Tonight we have CEO of the hospital, Paul Starlin, and should be on the phone there. He's going to talk a little bit about what we're doing out at the hospital. Are you there, Paul? Paul on
board. I don't see him there.
He's not there.
I don't see him signed on yet.
Okay. We'll catch some information later and put it on the web page. Talk a little bit about the Restore Illinois plan and the virus We worked with Chapin, Senator Chapin Rose, who put up a letter for the city of Clinton and the surrounding towns and counties. And we'll forward that letter to Senator Rose, which will go on to be submitted to the governor this week. Hoping to get some kind of a voice in the Restore Illinois plan. I feel that our region could be moving faster than what is being proposed. 11 days and we'll be into phase three. Hopefully that'll restore a lot of more businesses, but I know they're hurting pretty bad as far as income, which will be hard to restore even when they get up and running again. It's hard to make that much loss back, especially over a short period of time. But I'm going to read this letter that we sent out to Chapin and Rose. And it will go to the governor of Illinois. As elected officials in DeWitt County, we are writing on behalf of our communities, our small business owners, and the citizens that we respect. We are extremely concerned with the timelines and phases set forth in the Restore Illinois plan. We respect the data-driven approach that is attempting to protect the health of all Illinoisans. However, we believe the economic hardships are being caused by a continued shelter-in-place order will cause irreparable damages to the community. Rural communities such as ours are driven by small business and local investors. They are our neighbors, our friends, and our families. Unfortunately, these are very people that are being crushed by non-essential rules which seem to be favoring big store boxes and businesses found in our urban centers. We believe that the proper social distancing and utilizing personal protective equipment, our small businesses can and should be able to reopen more expediently. We understand the pressures of this situation that you must make difficult decisions. While on much smaller scale, we are in the same position that you are. We hope this letter reassures you. We also want a safe environment for our residents, and with the necessary precautions, we think the time to reopen our community is now. We appreciate all that you do for our villages in the state of Illinois, and we look forward to working with you on a safe transition to restore Illinois. That will go out to the governor. On a personal note, it was posted today that Terry Chedrick was going to receive a kidney. We wish her the best recovery. And with that, I'll turn the report over.
Roger, this is Steve Myers. I think Paul Scourin's on now.
Steve?
Paul's on now.
Good. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming. You want to tell us what we're doing at the hospital?
Yes, sir. So, for 8 weeks, we pretty much reduced the volume by half so that we could prepare for the coronavirus. And we prepared, but there weren't hardly any coronavirus patients. So, as a result, we did return the Mabus tent last Thursday, due to lack of use, and it can go to an area that's actually got some coronavirus cases. But we did learn a lot in that process, and we revamped all of the procedures and the processes in the hospital for any patients that come through to have enhanced infection control procedures, enhanced safety procedures, and folks will be required to wear masks, will continue to wear masks for safety reasons. but we are encouraging patients to come back. We are ready and very glad to have the patients start to return. Last week on May 11th, in line with all the hospitals in the state, we were allowed to begin surgery once again. And so we had two days of surgery last week, and we performed surgeries today, so that was good to get back to normal in that regard. And the emergency room's always been open, so we've been taking care of the community 24 hours a day through the emergency room throughout the coronavirus stay-at-home time period. And now, over at Family Medicine, we're reaching out to patients and encouraging them to come back and return to their regular appointments. In that process, in those 8 weeks, we accelerated the telehealth technology so that we were able to talk to a number of folks that either couldn't leave their home or were afraid to leave the home. And as a result, that technology will be used in the future now. It was a positive acceleration. So sometimes folks can't get to the doctor. They'll be able to talk to the doctor on the computer now. But those that do need to come in or just like to see their provider, we are there, and please make your appointment. And we're trying to get back to life in the new normal, but we're trying to get back to full business operations.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I know it's been a challenge. We'll get there.
Well, I appreciate all the support I've received from the city and all the departments in the city.
Yeah, everybody stepped up.
Indeed.
We'll move on down to streets and public improvement. What do you got for us, Ken?
Yeah, I just got a couple things. This week, again, we're picking up the brush. The guys started today, and it seems like it's going along pretty smooth. Be done with the next couple of days. Also here, about a week and a half ago, we went back through the alleys and dragged them again. And Steve's going to start a program. We're trying to get into those once a month. And you may have noticed some of the alleys we're putting white rock into. Over the next 2 years, we hope we have the whole town done. We're just going around and getting alleys now that are in the dire needs of it. And like I said, eventually we'll get through the whole town. I also like to just thank everybody in all the departments, you know, working together what we can. Of course, we got to keep the guys still separate and everything, and they're doing a fantastic job of what they can do. I just want to say thanks to them and all the departments. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Report from public property.
I do not have a whole lot this evening. Normal business as usual. The guys have been doing their due diligence and not working together and keeping everything smoothly running. They did get the water hydrants flushed since the last meeting, and we did have an issue with a contactor burning out on one of the pumps last night, but at 2 o'clock, the alarm went off just like it's supposed to, let Lloyd know about it, and Kelly Kinder was working on that today, so the automatic system is doing what it's supposed to, and everybody seems to be doing real well with the way that we're having to work around the city, so I'm like Ken. Thanks to everybody for keeping everything flowing and everything going, and I hope we can just get through this and be done. So that's all I have for this evening.
Okay, thank you, John. Public health and safety.
Yeah, I just got a couple things. I'm with you, Roger. I think it's time to move forward and get the city back going up on its feet and still be cautious how we do things. Also, Paul, I want to thank you guys. You've been good to work with between fire, police, and everything. That's went really well. And the guys at the cemetery are keeping up with what they can. You know, we've had a lot of rain. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Clint's going to give a report on finance.
Tom asked me to report on the sales tax that we received this month. So this is the February liability and the March collection. So it's still a full month of operation before the stay-at-home order. But this was after he allowed some businesses to postpone their filing. So regular sales tax was only down $4,800, and non-home rule sales tax was actually up $950. So it appears that most people went ahead and filed, even though they were allowed an exemption, or not an exemption, but a delay. So that's good news. Next month then will be the first month where we had a partial month of sales due to the stay-at-home order. The only other thing I had was to let all of you know that the audit process has started. I dropped off a bunch of files at Floyd and Associates' office last week. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Clint. I'm going to move down to unfinished business. Anything? First thing on the docket is the TPA four-year agreement extension with Mutual Medical Plan Incorporated. You have a motion for that?
Yeah. Motion to approve the TPA four-year agreement extension between the City of Clinton and Mutual Medical Plans Incorporated.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next was our donation to the fireworks, but we got a memo from the Celebrate Clinton Association today. And I'll read that for you. Says, I'm here to inform you that with all that is going on with our country and the state with the coronavirus, Celebrate Clinton Association has made a very hard decision to cancel the 4th of July fireworks for this year. We truly appreciate your support and look forward to working and planning our 2021 fireworks display. And we appreciate them letting us know. Gene Rogers and members of the Celebrate Clinton Association. I know everybody was kind of looking forward to that. But there's a lot of the communities are not having it this year. It's kind of one of them iffy deals, whether you're going to have it or not. And a lot of them are canceling out early to notify people so they can make other arrangements. So that'll move us on down to the bid for Center Street Rehabilitation Project. We have a motion with Illinois Valley.
Motion that the City Council concurs in the low bid of $1,252,583.10 for the Center Street Project, Section 18-0056-00-RS, Contract 91579. And the council believes this is in the best interest of the city.
Would you like to make that motion, Kenny?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any other discussion on it?
I'd just like to thank Steve for all the hard work he's put into this, with the first bid being rejected and have to go back and this job. I know he's been in contact with state quite a bit over this job, and just like to tell him thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. That'll move us down to new business. We're going to place a few items on file. We're going to place on file the plumbers and pipe fitters contract. We're going to place on file bids for the sludge lime removal at the water treatment plant. We have two bids with that. We're going to place on file purchase of software for the fire department with Target Solutions, $3,028.20. And the last item was put on file is an engineering service agreement, Symboint, not to exceed $25,000. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Srulik?
Here. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, council members.
Everybody have a good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank
have
you.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
I just got one.
I gotta turn the recorder off.
Me too.